start the day to manage to use test Nissan Tafshin above Gimel Chalmor, Pesach Tafshin I above Aloha Moshe Al Kubi.
There's an interesting shaila which came up last year in the Catskills regarding a baby who was born on Friday, and the following Friday was his due day for Bris Mila. Came the following Friday, and the male came, and he decided that the baby wasn't healthy enough to have the bris, so they'll have to postpone the bris. Just before Zman Shabbos, then the male was back round, and he saw that the baby was healthy enough to have the bris. He was capable of having the bris. But the problem which arose was the father of the baby and the male had both already been Mekabel Shabbos. So the shaila is, are we going to say that because Lemaisa it's still Friday, there's a chiyuv of bris, because this is it's man of the bris, so therefore you should do it? Or no, they've already been Mekabel Shabbos, and even though they're Mekabel early Shabbos, it's Shabbos now, so you can't do it. The psak was that you do the bris. Why? Because when someone's Mekabel Shabbos early, it's not pshat. He's changing the day of Friday on the calendar to Shabbos. He's not changing the day. It's still going to stay Friday. Mavos, he's brought in the Kedushas Shabbos. He's brought it in early on Friday, even though you only have to bring it in on Shabbos. He's brought it in early. Abavadi is still going to stay Friday, and you do the bris. We know that this is the case by all regular Shabbos and Yom Tovim, that one can bring in the Yom Tov of the Shabbos early, and you can bring in the Kedushas Shabbos early. By Pesach, everyone knows that although we're supposed to hurry to start the Seder as soon as possible, then it says, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Klot lo yikadish ad shetechshach," you can't make Kiddush until Nacht. So the Taz says straight away, and on that simon, he says that Matzah dumi de Pesach, and Matzah has to be like Pesach, because it says, "Al matzah samreim reichlu," just like by Korban Pesach, it's got to be balayla, the chiyuv of Korban Pesach is that it's eaten by night. So to Matzah tomorrow, it has to be that it's eaten by night. And Haggadah as well, I can understand, as the Rambam says, "Bigatol abincho bayeimahu," that Haggadah has to be bayeimahu on that night, and you can't do it earlier. Of a Kiddush, why can't we do Kiddush earlier? Why can't we do Kiddush earlier before Nacht? And about it, by the time you get to Matzah tomorrow, then it'll be after Nacht, and we'll do it properly. Bilchoser, where's the din that Kiddush has to be before Nacht? Mamonoshach. If you're going to tell me it's a din in Kiddush, we know Klaf Haker, we know that by all other Shabbos and Yom Tovim, you are allowed to say it early. You are allowed to begin Kiddush early. And if you're going to tell me it's in Arab cases, we know that it's not Arab cases either, because we know that the last two of the cases were not Makbid. Now that's also in this period of night. We know that you're allowed to do it after Chatzis. And Pung, there is a girl which says that Taki is supposed to do Arab cases also before Chatzis. But we see that nowadays there are cloud with Makbid, Dafgafi Kamen, and we're not Makbid that all four cases also have to be done by Chatzis. Oh, so now we have to answer, why is it that Kiddush of Pesach is different to Kiddush of rest of the year, all the other Shabbos and Yom Tovim? Oh, there's a kasha which everyone asks. Now what is Pshat? When it comes to the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, we don't make a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Yitzis Mitzvah, or Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. Okay, it's a regular mitzvah, so we should have to make a bracha on it. So of the many answers given, and the Pri Chodosh says, that because already we've mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim in the original Kiddush, therefore we can't make a new bracha of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let me explain. Because we've said Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, that enough is a reason that because in the Nusach we have been Yitzah to some extent Mitzvah Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, you can't make a fresh bracha on the Hemshach HaMitzvah of Aftanah. So actually with this we can understand why Kiddush has to be after Nacht. Without we need our Shlomas HaMitzvah, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim after Nacht. And we know, as the Pri Chodosh says, that with the Nusach of the first Kiddush, you're already mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, we can understand that every Kiddush has to be after Nacht. So that the bracha, which were Kiddush being Yitzias Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim with, you were being Yitzias Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim with, that has to be after Nacht. Oh. New point. The Minchaschinach write the Kasha that what's Peshat, Bichlal, this mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim that we're discussing, what's Peshat in Negeah to Noshim as well? We've got a din, we know that every mitzvah stage of Zman Groma, any time related mitzvah, which is limited, which one has to do by a certain time, then Noshim are parted from. So why is it that this mitzvah is separate to Yisrael? What's the reason why this mitzvah should be different than any other regular mitzvah such as Mangroma? Why is it that Noshma Mechiv in it? Nochen Kasha, we see a steer in Rambam. In one place, the Rambam brings a list, in Hilchos Akum, the Rambam brings a list of all the things which Avodim and Noshim, which one would think that they're not Mechiv in because it's a mitzvah such as Mangroma. About Afal Pikein, there's a special exception. It brings a list of all the exceptions of things which you're mechuyev in, even though they're mitzvah shas magrama. And the Rambam doesn't bring this mitzvah. And in another place, the Rambam, when the Rambam comes to mitzvah sipri yitzis mitzrayim, the Rambam notes noshim also mechuyev in it. So we have two kashas. Number one, the kash of the milchus chinuch that. Why is it that Noshim or Mechiv in this mitzvah L'chir, it's a regular mitzvah stage as Mangrom, it's a time-related mitzvah, therefore Noshim should be Potter. And number two, L'chir is the Klarasi in Rambam. In one place it says that, in one place the Rambam, when noting all the other mitzvah stage as Mangrom, which Noshim or Mechiv, it doesn't mention this. And another place, and it says that Noshim or Mechiv. So we see clear from the Rambam that the Noshim are Mechiv, the separate Yitzis Mitzrayim. So actually we can answer all of this with one Yisoid. Till now we've thought that we've got a mitzvah sipri yitzis mitzrayim and a mitzvah matzah. And they're two separate mitzvahs which don't have any shekhs with another. Actually we can say that, what is matzah? Matzah is, as they say, it says, she'einim alav dvarim harbe. You're supposed to speak about it. What do we mean by this? That the matzah itself demands a sipri yitzis mitzrayim. It's not pshat that we have a mitzvah sipri yitzis mitzrayim. We have a separate mitzvah of matzah. From within matzah, the matzah demands from within it a chi of sipri yitzis mitzrayim. At the kach that Rabbi Ruchim Fishel Perlau says that someone, an oni who doesn't have matzah, it's not shaykh for him to be yitzis sipri yitzis mitzrayim. I've had we don't paskin like this, but we see the musug that although l'chere it's seemingly two totally separate mitzvahs, we see that they're toila to the extent that it's not shaykh to be yitzis sipri yitzis mitzrayim without matzah. And perhaps this is what the Brisker Rav is also saying. The Brisker Rav says that we know b'shar shematzah, when are you supposed to talk about sipri yitzis mitzrayim? B'shar shematzah umore menachem lefanecha, says Brisker Rav, it says al shulchanecha. Dainu dafka, because it's in front of you, that is the mechayev of sipri. It's not pshat, we don't know when do we start sipri yitzis mitzrayim. Oh, b'shar shematzah umore menachem lefanecha, it's in front of us, that's when we do it. It's a sibah. That is the sibah mechayeves. Because there is matzah in front of us, that is mechayev us, we have to be yitzis sipri yitzis mitzrayim. It could be that this, and we see as well that the Ramban alludes to this. The Ramban has a kasha. Why is it, we know there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, and we know there's a mitzvah Birkas Torah. Why is it that the Rambam doesn't count it as two separate mitzvahs? The Rambam says that we've got Talmud Torah, and the Rambam doesn't say that there's a mitzvah Birkas Torah. And what's the Ramban's raya? What's he coming with? What's his kerf that he's tanning against the Rambam? He says, because we see by Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, that Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim is nichlal, is included in the mitzvah's matzah. So too, Talmud Torah, nichlal in it, should be mitzvah's Birkas Torah. Why? Oh. So, Nochmul. So what are we trying to say? We had two kashas. We had a kasha of the Milchus Chinuch, that why Noshim Mechuyav in this mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, Mechuyav in this mitzvah Seish as Mangroma. We have Noch Kasha because it says we've got a steer in Rambam that in one place it notes that Noshim Mechuyav, and another place it doesn't say anything about it. So actually we can answer with this, Yisoid, we can answer all the kashas. That till now we thought that there's a mitzvah Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim and a mitzvah matzah. So we're saying no, the mitzvah matzah is the Mechayav of the Sipri. So therefore, how will that answer our problems? We have the Minchas Chinuch's kasha that the Chayit Mitzvah Seish as Mangroma. This can say no, because that was Lefi the Minchas Chinuch who held that it's two separate mitzvahs. But actually, we can say that no, because it's one mitzvah, the same way that Noshim are Mechayiv in Mitzvah Matzah, automatically they're going to be Mechayiv in Sipur. It's not pshat that this Mitzvah Sipur is a Mitzvah Seish as Mangroma, so therefore you shouldn't be Mechayiv. This Mitzvah Seish as Mangroma is hanging on to the Mitzvah Matzah, which Noshim are Mechayiv in. And so too, it can answer up the Rambam why the Rambam says that Noshim it doesn't note that Noshim are mechuyev in this mitzvah as Mangroma because it's nichlal already in the din of matzah.